from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
We did have football yesterday.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't all just, you know, social media drama. We had football.
We did, man. Tennessee quarterbacks were all over the place in the NFL.
Stop it.
It was fantastic.
Stop it.
What, Hendon Hooker? Joe Milton? Joe Milton's QB1.
Yeah,
I don't care. He's QB1.
Let's talk about real football, not preseason football.
Isn't it amazing, though, that Joe Milton's going to wind up having a better NFL career than college? Just like Tom Brady.
Yeah, okay. Let's slow down with those comparisons. Brian Broaddus joins us live from the Oxnard Tennis Courts, where the Rams and the Cowboys had a joint practice. Brian, we will get into the practice, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the biggest headline of the day. Your thoughts on the CeeDee Lamb drama, the Jerry comments, how CD reacted to it. Do you think stuff is getting lost in translation at all? What's your take on what we've seen the last 12 to 15 hours?
Man, it was kind of a shock, to be honest with you. You know, we were sitting down kind of finishing up our show on the G-Bag Nation yesterday, and I was going through the practice and what I saw, and, you know, it was just kind of all of a sudden, then I, you know, get a tweet from John Machota, and next thing you know, it seems like, oh geez, what's going on here, kind of a thing. But yeah, the Cowboys appear to be very dug in on this, and I take it back. The owner appears to be very dug in on this, and the owner is he's looking at this and he's thinking that, you know, he's got these players, they're all three potentially, when you look at Dak and CD and then Micah Parsons, potentially, you know, he could be paying three guys top of the market money. And, he's kind of looking at that as, okay, that's a daunting task. I got to figure it out. But also holding a hard line on the way these contracts are going. I believe, you know, whether the fans don't think he's doing the right thing here. You got to take care of your players, you know. But he is like, listen, I've got to think about this cap today. I got to think about it in the future. And, you know, him taking this type of stance, it, you know, this is the way that the Joneses, if you follow them in business, they negotiate very hard. And so I think that's where we're at right now. I'm not surprised he said what he said, because I thought this thing was going to be about 10 days. It's going well into that. And they very well can make CeeDee Lamb have to make a decision whether to give up $1 million a week sitting out of NFL games. And, you know, it looks like they're heading in that direction.
You think the fans really are more on CD's side than?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Because I'm on more on CeeDee's side, but isn't that counter to note most where the fans are like,
no, I don't think
save
so.
Money? They're always team play.
Yeah, the fan base here has had enough of this front office. They've had enough, and it's very evident of that you know they want changes. They're not going to get changes, but they've had enough. They've had enough of the way that Jerry and Steven operate. They just do, and they, you know, and it's very, very clear that. You know, that's the case. If you just kind of follow along, and I'm not just talking about attendance out here, but I know, you know, we talk about it every day on our show. We ask the fans, hey, the Tolos, hey, yes or no, are you in or out? You know, 70%. No, 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 no. We're out. We're out. We're out. You know, and I think this the loss to Green Bay really hurt a lot of Cowboy fans. And they're to the point now where they're like, you know, hey, anything that's probably against Jerry and Steven and this crew, they're on board with. You know, they're going to side with Dak. They're going to side. Now, there's people with Dak. I should say that. There are people that don't want Dak as the quarterback here anymore. But there's a lot of people that believe that Dak deserves the $60 million a year. Statistically, it's proven he should get that money. I mean, there are lesser quarterbacks making more money than him. You know, so that have gotten to that, you know, that high 55 range. So I just feel like, to me, the fan base is in that mode right now where if it's anything against Jerry and Steven, they're on board with that.
Brian, this practice itself, the actual football that took place yesterday in this joint practice with the Rams, obviously you had eyes on it. We were not in attendance for it ourselves. But I know, just looking at some of the feedback that was out there, some of the discussion points that came out of there, sounds like Jalen Tolbert, maybe a little bit of an up and down day. He's somebody who has checked every box along the way, so this was kind of like the final one, it felt like, maybe before the season. In general, what did you think of Tolbert, how he practiced yesterday, and specifically how the offense was moving the ball in some of these team periods?
I was with the offense early. There were two fields that they were practicing on, and I went to the offense early, and the running game actually showed up early in this practice. When you look at, and I know you asked about Tolbert, but I'll tell you about the offense from what I saw in general. Brandon Cooks was, I thought, outstanding in the periods that I watched, where they were running these deep crossing routes, and Dak was able to step up in the pocket, and here's Cooks just flying across the middle of the field, and, you know, Dak hitting him on the move, and the Rams in chase mode. Happened a couple of different times. They were running their waggle packages where they moved the pocket, and Jake Ferguson was open quite a bit. The Rams really didn't have an answer for him on that way. Dallas ran the ball both with Zeke and then also, though, with Rico Dowdle a couple of different times, where there were some massive holes, and it mainly came off the left side of the Cowboy offensive line. And at the time, when I was watching, it was Chuma Adoga, and I understand that Chuma Adoga got nicked up late in the practice or in the practice and then had to step aside. But Adoga, Smith, Hoffman got the job done. Running the football over there. So that part of it was really, really positive. Then I went over to the defensive side of the field. I think you're going to give me a different question on that. So my Tolbert, I'm going to have an opportunity to kind of go back and check out some things. I'll look at the Tolbert thing, but I went from, like I said, I went from the offensive early in the practice to the defense then later in the practice.
We saw some pretty viral clips yesterday of the one-on-ones with the defensive line versus the offensive line, and there was a lot of positive stuff, it looked like, of, you know, positive reps with Mozzie Smith winning and some of the things. So it looked like it was a good practice for him. You know, during, if you got a chance to see individual or team or whatever it was, how did Mozzie look progressing, going up against guys who are, you know, going up against another team, and specifically going up against guys who are not all pros necessarily the same level of Zach Martin and Tyler Smith?
You're absolutely right. The clips of Mozzie and the one-on-one stuff were very, very good. Now, when they went to the team stuff, I felt like that Rodgers was a little bit better than Mozzie when it came. I think Mozzie got a little tired, and they put him out there for, you know, 6-7 plays in a row. And his stance wasn't as good. His take-on wasn't as good. He didn't get off on the blocks as good as he needed to. The thing with Mozzie Smith is we always talk about his consistency. He could look like a first-round player like he did in the one-on-one stuff. But then, you know, he's got to fight through that, you know, he's got to bring that type of energy, that kind of effort, from the one-on-one pass rush drill to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Where he was playing on defense, and they ran the ball inside on the Cowboys a little bit. The linebackers had to fight some blocks and, you know, get off and make some plays. But they just need more consistency from Mozzie. That's just what he shows. He's one of those guys that, to me, that he plays very, very well, very capable. You know, there's a reason why they picked him in the first round. He shows flashes of the ability to make plays, get off blocks, get up the field. You know, he's just not consistent at that right now. And whether he struggles with his conditioning, and, you know, people will say, well, you know, Brian, he really didn't have an opportunity because he was coming off, you know, the shoulder injury, and he was trying to rehab and all this, that, and the other. But, you know, they're going to need Mozzie Smith to play. If this defense is going to be good, they are going to need their defensive tackles to play well this season. And Mozzie Smith is part of that. And like I said, it's good to see him have some success. He just needs to find a way to be more consistent with it.
Did it get chippy at all? Was there anywhere close to a fracas?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was funny. I was watching the I flipped back over. I was doing, like I say, went offense, defense, and then kind of circled back to the offense late. And it was it was surprising that the one offense was a little bit, you know. They had a couple of times where you could hear the crowd go, oh, and they were starting to whoop and holler and all that. And then it kind of broke up. If you're out here fighting during a scrimmage, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's you know, everybody's hot. They're tired. You know, I mean, like, you could see where, you know, attitudes change during a practice. But, yeah, and you're just wasting energy if you're out here fighting. But it never came into a full on where we've scrimmaged the Rams out here with that coach Jeff Fisher, and every other play was a fight. Yesterday was a lot of really good work and not so much fighting.
Dak Prescott overall, solid practice from what you saw. I know there were a couple of really impressive throws that, yeah, I saw in team period. Some of the videos that were out there shared looked like he was kind of on one yesterday.
No, he was. And I mentioned the throws to Cooks and the waggles, the boots, you know, the accuracy, the touch that he was able to throw. Dak's been good this entire camp. He really has. There's, you know, the one interception he had, you know, was just a really good play by Jordan Lewis. But when they get down in the red zone, he's done a good job of finding open receivers. His ability to climb the pocket, the mobility that he has, the decision making that he's made has been really, really good. So it would be hard pressed to find practices where Dak has just been really, really off. I think the majority of them have been very, very good.
11:15 today, Brian?
11:15 today. Sounds good to me.
Let's do it. We'll dive into all the specifics of Cowboys-Rams practice, the CD stuff, and all your questions as well. Brian brought us an absolute trooper joining us all week here during Below the Belt. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
Brian brought us Below
the Belt.
The Belt here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's recap the Rangers' trip to the White House next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.